Have you been dealing with uncertainty? If so, this episode is for you. I'm Angela Barnard, your host, and this is the Intentional Mind Podcast, and we are all about helping you intentionally design your life using the power of your mind, faith, and energy. And on this episode, we're talking about how you can give certainty to times of uncertainty. So let's get on with the show. I was really inspired to do this episode because I got an email from Marissa Peer, who is known as Britain's leading therapist. And I know I'm going to talk a lot about Marissa Peer on this show because I love her work. She really dives deep into the subconscious mind and really helping you understand it and work with it. And there's a reason why she is known as the leading therapist in Britain, and some say everywhere, because her skill set, her ability to help people reprogram their mind, it is top notch. But anywho, she sent me this email about uncertainty, and it made me think about how a lot of us right now are dealing with a lot of uncertainty. I mean, we always have this kind of level of uncertainty in our lives, but I feel like now more than ever, with the things that are just happening in the world and how much is changing, like we just don't even really know what to expect. And a lot of the things that are happening now, we could not even imagined that they would have happened. And if somebody would have told us that not that long ago, we would have said, "You're nuts. There's no way that's happening." And here it is happening. You know, massive amounts of fear and judgment show up in times of uncertainty. You know what I'm talking about? You're seeing it all over, and maybe you're feeling it. So I want you to know that you don't need to suffer from the stress of uncertainty. And in order for you to kind of fix that stress that some of us might be experiencing with uncertainty, we need to understand it. Certainty is something that is a need that we all have. If you think of the human mind in general, it loves certainty. And it is uncomfortable with anything uncertain because it can't predict what's going to happen. And that scares the mind because it thinks that it's an unsafe environment. And remember, your mind is always working to keep you safe. So if things are happening that you couldn't have predicted, and you still don't know what's going to happen, your mind might be freaking out a little bit because it's like, whoa, this is not safe at all, right? So you got to think about, you got to work with your mind. And you know your mind loves certainty. So what do? You give it certainty in times of uncertainty. Yep, it's really that simple. So what are the kinds of uncertainties that many people are experiencing right now that I've been hearing? Let's start with that. The first one would be people's work situations. They're uncertain about what's happening with their job or what they're going to do for work next, all of that stuff. That's a big stressor. Some people are struggling with where they're going to be living. That's a big stressor. And then some people are struggling with when they're going to be able to travel or how often they're going to be able to see their loved ones. I even know some people in custody battles right now and not knowing what that's going to look like. There's just a lot of uncertainty happening for us all. Presidential stuff, what the future holds with the new leadership, all of those things. I mean, because we just never know. Okay, so how do you give yourself certainty in uncertain times? I have three of my favorite strategies for you around uncertainty. Steve Barnard, please stop shaking the door. That is my cat. I don't know if you can hear him. So, strategy number one is to maintain a routine. I want you to really think about your ideal day, like right now, even if stuff just seems crazy, like what would be your ideal day now? Kind of map that out for yourself. I have an Excel document that lists, starts with the morning, the ideal time I want to wake up, and it goes all the way to the time I go to bed. and it's broken down by like half hour sections. And I will plan in that, and I'll tell you that I don't most of the time end up sticking to it because life happens. But I still love the fact that I was intentional with it, and there was something that my brain was aiming to do at a certain time. My brain loved that certainty. And you've heard me say before, like, if you want to go somewhere, it's going to be really helpful to you to put the destination in the GPS before you get in the car to drive there, right? So this is kind of another way of you doing that. So just make your ideal schedule and then tell yourself life is going to happen. So you might not stick to that schedule, but this is the deal. You are intentional, but you're unattached. I love that mantra. I'm intentional, but I'm unattached. So throughout the day, when stuff doesn't go the way that I planned, I'm still like, well, it's a good thing that you were intentional because you got these things done. And that's you making progress, right? So I go back to my mantra. I'm intentional, but I'm unattached. So I want you to also give certainty to the areas that you can, because there's so much stuff that is out of your control. So let's look at what is in your control. One of the big things is your health. You still right now get to decide what you're going to eat, how you're going to move your body, if you're going to do meditation or what you're going to do to let your brain just kind of calm down, right? You get to control how often you're going to talk to people that you love, most likely. I mean, there's some situations that you might not be able to control that, but for the most of us, the things I like to ask myself are, is how do I want to feel? Even if I'm thinking of my next day, planning the day ahead, how do I want to feel? And what will help me feel that way? And I like to ask for accountability. So sometimes I'll go to my husband, Ian, and I will say, I really just want to feel proud of myself tomorrow. And I think the thing that would help me feel that way is if I got 2 podcast episodes recorded. And if I cleaned the house, let's say, or if I just got the groceries and I have in the house, because sometimes I just feels like such a chore to get groceries. So let's say that those are the 3 things. And I tell him that. And that's my way of like getting accountability. And usually he'll ask me about that later. And that's just really helpful. But it's also my brain planning ahead. And just thinking it through, my brain's like, oh, I like that certainty. I like that you have an idea of how things are going to flow tomorrow because I really didn't know what was happening. It's almost like you're having this dialogue with your mind. It sounds funny, but I swear it's helpful. Okay. And then let's think about that for you. Like, how can you plan out what you want your day to look like? Like, think about right now, when will you do that? And see yourself in your mind doing that. And I want you to think about how you can plan into that day some of the things that you can control, like your health. What are you going to eat? How are you going to move your body? Who are you going to talk to? When are you going to talk to them? So can you bring that into your ideal schedule? All right. So let's move on to strategy number 2, which is to seek wisdom. In times of uncertainty, seek wisdom. If you're saying things like, I don't know what to do or even how to act right now because of everything that's happening, seek wisdom from those that you admire. And for me, number 1, that's God. But there's also other people in my life that act and show up in ways that I really admire, and I can go to them for wisdom. And that can be simply like on a podcast, like right now, what you're listening to, or searching YouTube videos around things that you might be struggling with. I mean, so many times in my life that's helped me. I remember watching a YouTube video when I dealt with rejection with some work stuff and how defeated I felt. And I remember in that video, that person saying, rejection is God's protection. And that always stood with me. I even teach that now. And you know that this is happening for you. And you guys know that that's a big mantra of mine. Everything is happening for me. So this little stuff can help. It can really change your perspective by seeking that wisdom during these times. So going to God. So for me, I like to look at verses like in the Bible that I feel like just, I don't know, I'll Google what I'm struggling with and then Bible verses will pop up and then I'll try to learn more about that situation and what was happening with that person that wrote that quote. And it always helps me. So one quote that is from the Bible, James 1:5-8, it says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man or woman, unstable in all his ways." So, in a nutshell, what is being said there is if you feel like you're lacking wisdom, like you need wisdom, hey, go to God and it will be given to you, that wisdom. But you gotta ask in faith. Stop showing up from this place of doubt. If there's one thing that I see people struggle with the most, it's lacking faith in what's possible for them. Stop acting like your circumstances cannot be fixed or can't, like that God can't use whatever is going on in your life for good, that more blessings can't come into your life. Why are we making up those stories? And I'm saying this to myself too as I'm speaking. Because I do all the time, like, oh, I don't know how this could happen. I don't really see any way that that could happen. Did you ever see a way that COVID, like, I mean, really, like, not that long ago, we would have never predicted that people would be walking around with masks constantly on and, you know, all of these, all the other things that are happening would be happening, like, that wouldn't have happened, like, cross our minds. Stuff can happen very unexpectedly, very quickly. And that means that your circumstances can also change for the good very, very quickly. Don't doubt that. Keep the faith. Be the kind of person who believes for more, no matter what is happening. Have your joy come from within. Have it not be based on external circumstances. If we go back to the energy levels, we're talking about energy level 6 here. That higher kind of awareness level. And I know sometimes that can be really tough to get to, but it's also something that we can just think about. Like, huh, what would it be like if I believed that everything was happening for me? What would it be like if I always trusted that God would provide everything I needed? So many times in my life, I have thought this, I have to do this stupid thing and it's so annoying. Like, you know, things that you do, like you have to call in a bill or you need to go run somewhere because someone said you had to go get this thing and you just find yourself complaining about it. There's so many times I've done stuff like that and I've saw my thoughts playing out, that complaining kind of state. And then I was like, this is happening for you. Everything is happening for you in some way, somehow. I don't know how yet, but I have the faith that it can always be used for good. And I swear, when I do this shift, things happen. Like, I interact with someone that I would have never met if it wasn't for me having to go do this thing that I would have called annoying. And now that person and I are friends, or that person impacted my life in a certain way. I remember one time Ian and I were staying at this Airbnb, and it was in Florida, and I remember they had two parrots, and they had, it was just really interesting. There was like tree houses, it was way back in the woods, and I feel like this is irrelevant to tell you, but at least you're painting a picture in your mind. But anyways, it was this really cool spot, and I remember we were sleeping, and we stayed the night there on Easter morning. So the night, we woke up on Easter morning, and I remember they had a church service, which they didn't tell us about, and you know, they weren't expecting us to have to go or anything like that. But the service was really early in the morning, super early. And I remember being so tired and waking up to the sound of them all singing, and it was just really loud. And I didn't even know at first it was a church service. I didn't really know what was happening. And my first thought was to be annoyed by the whole thing. Like, this is ridiculous. And all of that stuff came in my mind. And then I stopped and I was like, this is happening for you. And I was like, what if this is happening for me? And then right away, my brain was like, how could this be happening for you? Like, no, it's not happening for you. That dialogue came in. I was like, no, but what if it is? So we got up and we went out into the kitchen, and the lady had said, I made all this food. You guys come out and have some. And she was a professional chef and an amazing cook. And she made so much food, different kinds of food that I had not even seen before, but that looked absolutely delicious. And she made all of it because of this event that she was hosting. So we got access to all this amazing food and got to sit and talk with people. And it was just so great. And I was like, there we go. And it was a lot of money to have her cook for you. And that was a part of her, I don't remember how much it was. I just remember thinking in my mind it was a lot. Maybe it wasn't. But at the time, it seemed like a lot to me. And that was an option, like you could have her cook a meal for you. Well, she cooked many meals for us, and we enjoyed the community with other people. And it was just an example of where it did happen for us. And I have so many more examples of that. But I ask that you try to bring that thought in. I know it can be hard, because when you're really frustrated, it's so hard to shift to that higher level. But the more you practice, the more you get good at doing that. So I feel like with me now, yeah, I hit my low points in life all the time because I'm a human. But I shift out of them very quickly. And what I often say is, it's not an issue that you go there. It's an issue that you stay there. Because that's when you're generating a lot of catabolic energy. That's not what we want. That's not going to serve your body. It's not going to serve your relationship. It's not going to serve you long term. We know that. All right, let's move on to our last strategy. Oh, wait. Let's talk about how when you do that shift and you're like, this is happening for me, or you say things like, what's the opportunity in this situation? You will see opportunity if you train your brain to see it. But if you don't ask those kinds of questions, you're not going to see it. So that's another question I like to ask myself is, what's the opportunity in the situation? How can this serve me? How can this work for me? That's something that I often ask my clients when they're struggling with something. I say, how can this serve you? And they're like, what do you mean? This is not going to serve me at all. This sucks. I'm like, but what opportunities could come out of the fact that, let's say, you lost your job? What do you have the time to do now? Like, you know, like if we dig deep, we can find the blessings that are there. And I know initially we'll be resistant to it, but you can find them. But you just got to be looking for them. You got to train your brain to look for them. All right, speaking of blessings, that brings us to our third strategy, which is to count your blessings. During times of uncertainty, count the blessings. So you're training your mind to notice the good that's here right now. So a way that you can start really making this a practice and a new program for you is to spend time consistently writing down what it is that you're grateful for. And I know that you get the whole gratitude practice thing. You've heard it before. The people that you admire do it too. And maybe you do some kind of form of it where you do, you know, three things that you're grateful for every day. You say that. But with doing that, sometimes when we pick three or five things, it sometimes gets kind of mundane. And some of the same things make our gratitude list. Like, I'll give you an example. Mine always says Ian, my husband, on there. Usually it's coffee or tea that's on there, and something to do with the cats. So they made me laugh or something like that. Like, those things tend to make my gratitude list all the time. But I feel very differently when I do a timed session. So if you do like 5 minutes of you writing down things that you're grateful for, you will feel that shift after those 5 minutes. I guarantee it. So what happens here is, like, you're asking yourself the question, what am I grateful for? And if you're feeling frustrated or at those lower levels, one or two, or we're at, you know, you're mad, you're frustrated, whatever, you can shift up to a higher state, an anabolic state at a four, just by asking yourself, what am I grateful for? Because it makes your brain think at a different awareness level causing you to feel a different way. So you're being super intentional with how you're showing up in this time of uncertainty. And you're practicing being a grateful person. And soon that, the more you practice that, that'll be programmed. And you'll be the kind of person that no matter what's happening, if it's chaos around you, you still show up as the person that sees the blessings, that is appreciative, that's grateful, and the kind of person people want to be around, especially during those times when things get chaotic. Another thing you can do is just a practice of writing down things that you are proud of yourself for. So I've heard this described as a confidence practice, and that's helping you be more of a confident person. And I've really loved this practice because there are so many things that you have accomplished this year to be so proud of. And a lot of times we forget those things. So if you take the time, just take 5 minutes for yourself, set the timer, and write down some of the things that you are proud of yourself for this year. I like to actually just pull up my calendar and think, I see the month of January, and I think, what did I do in January? What was that month like? And kind of vision in my mind, I'm like, oh, this happened. I'm proud of myself for that. And going through that, I think it's a cool practice to implement in your life, to do it every single month. I mean, like, I'm proud of myself for doing all these things this month, showing up this way, even when it scared me, you know, all of that stuff. One more technique that you can use is to set an alarm that goes off like sometime throughout the day, or maybe like a couple times throughout the day, however you want to do it, that says grateful or some other message. And it will prime your brain to think right at that time to stop and notice in that moment, what are you grateful for? And that is a cool practice to have. All right, let's do a quick recap. So in times of uncertainty, three strategies you can implement is to, one, maintain a routine. Get a routine going. Think about what are the things that you can control and start developing a routine around those things. And then strategy two is to seek wisdom, whether that be from God or from people that you admire. Seek the wisdom from them or people that have been in situations similar to yours and how it worked out well for them. It is so great to flood your mind with positive stories. Your brain needs that. This is very important. Like when I tore my ACL, I remember all I wanted to hear was from people who healed well from a completely torn ACL that did not have surgery. And that was my story. And I'm telling you, the reason it was my story was because I made sure that that was all that came into my mind during that time of uncertainty for me. I picked the result that I wanted to have, and I created those stories in my brain. Visioned it, all the things. All right, and the last strategy is to count your blessings and develop some kind of practice that allows you to really focus on the blessings that you do have. All right, I hope this was helpful to you. If it was, you know what to do. You can leave a review, share it, tell us that it was helpful to you. Tell me if there's anything that you want me to bring on the podcast or learn more about. All right, I hope you have an awesome week, and I will talk to you soon.